This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, One Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
K&C Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring to you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. You just had one of my two best Mavericks when I was helping cover the Mavericks back then with Rolando Blackman on your show.
Is there any chance the other one is Mark Aguirre?
It would have been Derek Harper.
Yeah, he was fun.
Because we might have Aguirre in studio at the end of the month as well. We should have told you. You could have come up and hung out with us.
I would have done it. He's a joy to be around, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. That's a great word.
Absolutely.
For him. Joy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, and
yeah.
Absolutely.
I like the word. I like all the words.
Was there anything in particular that stood out to you during the presser yesterday, or have you seen enough of these to kind of have a good idea of how it's going to play out ahead of time?
Yeah, I think that the one thing that stood out to me, and I don't think it came out in the press conference, it came out in the walk-off with Jerry. When someone asked him about another question about Eberflus, and I'm going to paraphrase, I've gotten most of the quote, but he said, in my opinion, Eberflus had to overcorrect to make up for some of our deficiencies. He said, we thought we would probably be better off at the cornerback position, but then we had the deal with Bland's foot, and that Diggs didn't come back as the same Diggs that we thought we would have or had in the past. And he goes in, and then the other thing he was pointing out is that they probably underestimated the effect that Jordan Lewis had in the nickel.
Yeah.
The fact that they thought Bland could do both, go in and out, and he wasn't as good in as they might have planned to be. And then the fact that it took a while for Revel to get ready to play, that he was having to play a lot of inexperienced players out there because of what happened with Bland, Diggs, and Revel not being totally ready to go as soon as they were hoping. So I thought that, to me, when anybody's asked me what did they need to correct or get better at, to me it was the cornerback position, because it's not a position you can fake. And they tried, and Eberflus tried playing these different schemes, trying to play zone to protect guys that weren't athletic enough, didn't have enough talent to play man the entire time, and I think that led to basically the downfall. That really, that part wasn't his fault, because he wasn't planning on not having those two Pro Bowl caliber corners at his dispense for the majority of the season.
Now, you realize, Mickey, you have gone far too thought out and nuanced,
mm-hmm.
because what everybody took from the walkaway was we're going to bust the bank or break the bank.
It's just going to take a whole bunch of cash,
agents.
And we're going to fix this thing.
You heard that, right?
Yeah, but there's only so much you can do.
I'm with you. You have
a salary cap, right?
I am with you. I think we all are with you for sure.
And you know, your intentions are great. But when you say your priorities in free agency is to re-sign your leading rusher, Javonte Williams, who also was your leader in touchdowns, and you want to re-sign George Pickens, who was your leading receiver, yards, catches, and receiving touchdowns, and then you want to re-sign Jadeveon Clowney, who was your sack leader, that's going to take up some cap space, right?
Sure.
And it's not going to come cheap. And I guarantee you, you know, the players can say, yeah, I want to be here. I want to be here. Yeah, well, wait till the agent gets a hold of them.
Right.
You're going to be where I find you the most money. And bottom line, that's usually what takes place. So after, say, you get those three things done, now, how much excess cap space can you have? Now, you can try, and they will lower the base salaries with restructure signing bonuses for Dak and CeeDee Lamb to create some extra space, but you only have so much.
Right.
So, yeah, it's great to say you're going to be, you know, active in free agency. They were active in free agency this year. The problem was some of the activity didn't pan out the way they thought.
Now, when you were talking about the agents, I know Schottenheimer addressed this. I believe it was yesterday, is the discussion about Tyler Smith wanting to know more about his future. And I appreciate that from a football perspective. But don't you think his agent has taken extra interest in this, knowing that, hey, if you move over to left tackle, theoretically, that should be more money as well?
Yeah, but how much more? Because he's getting paid as one of the best offensive guards in the league, right? Or the highest paid, I should say. So, you know, and I think Stephen pointed out that's one reason why we paid him that much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One briefcase. One moment. Could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Because of his versatility, because we knew that he could move out to tackle and play there also.
Okay.
And I don't know what the agent can do anything once, you know, the guy's under contract. You're going to have him hold out?
Yeah, you never know. I hear you, but yeah.
Mickey, what do you...
go ahead.
What do you feel like the timeline then is for... for the next defensive coordinator. That's kind of what I think we really were hoping, is like we got a little more idea of when their interviews are going to happen, how quickly they want to get this done.
Well, I would imagine they'll start working on maybe some of the interviews next week. But think about this. Guys that are available that you may think a lot of, they may be sitting there going, well, there's 7 head coaching jobs available.
8 now.
Yeah.
8, right? Am I going to jump right out and take one of these when I can interview for a head coaching job? And then there's other guys that are on teams that the coordinator is being interviewed for a head coaching job, and he might think, well, I'm the next guy in line to take over, right? Mm. So should I, you know, jump ship and go someplace else where I'm probably not real sure what I'm getting into? Or should I stay here and see if I can be elevated on my old team?
Right.
So this thing is complicated. And there could be some candidates that are in the playoffs that you would have to wait to interview. So I don't know that there's a huge hurry in January to get that done before the Super Bowl, to see just who's available. And if I got a candidate that's still playing, I might want to talk to him instead of rushing to hire somebody. I don't know what you guys think about it, but to me, I think you got to slow play it if you have an idea of where you're going first.
Okay, and that is the part that I agree with. I guess I don't feel like they did the best job yesterday of expressing to the fan base that they have a good idea where they're going, outside of, well, we're going to get the right guy, which I guess felt kind of vague. But I understand how they don't want to go, well, option one is this guy, mm-hmm. option two is this guy. But yeah, if there's a plan in place, I absolutely understand taking your time on that.
Well, and guys have to be available, right?
That's true.
You don't just go out and say, okay, that's the guy, I'm hiring him off that other team. Well, if he's under contract and he's already a coordinator, well, then, you know, and teams have, I forgot what the time span is for guy assistant coaches that are under contract. There's a dead period there where they have the right, if their contracts are up, to re-sign them.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And if they're not a coordinator, or interviewing for a head coaching job, they don't have to give you permission to talk to them if they're under contract. So I think you first got to see who's available, because and then why are they available?
Yeah,
you know,
same thing with free agency.
I'm not trying to disparage Jonathan Gannon or anything like that,
or Butch Davis.
He couldn't fix his own defense,
right?
Right?
Now they're like 28, 29, yeah.
Yeah, but everybody's like, "Oh, you got to get him. He had that Eagles defense for 2 years and they were tops." Well, yeah, because they had tops personnel.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He didn't take that personnel to Arizona with him.
So that's
why I think you can't jump to these conclusions right away that, well, he's the number, yeah, you got to bring him in. He's a good defensive coordinator. He was for 2 years with Pro Bowl caliber personnel.
So what you're saying is you need a combination of a good coordinator and good personnel.
Well, you think?
I mean, Kevin, I feel like the Cowboys think that?
I feel like that's been pretty clear.
Well, what was Eberflus working with, right?
Yeah.
Now we discussed the cornerback position.
Bunch of Jags.
Linebacker.
Not until Quinnen Williams got there. They were still struggling up front, even though they had Kenny Clark. And they didn't have a true middle linebacker.
Yeah.
Were any of those linebackers the quality of Sean Lee? Or Leighton Vander Esch, for that fact?
Most certainly
not.
Yeah.
But you had to try to put together a defense as Jerry said, make up for your deficiencies. And there were deficiencies because the other thing that I can't remember if I said this already, that he pointed out, is they underestimated the loss of Jordan Lewis.
Yes, we were just talking about that. Yeah.
And it, you know, you, I mean, who did they end up in the slot with? Well, you could put Bland there, but then who's playing corner?
Yeah.
When Diggs wasn't there.
Yeah, you're right.
And you know, Reddy Stewart was a nice player, but this is a guy that his rookie year, he was a special teams guy with the Bears. They didn't re-sign him. He went to Minnesota. They let him go. And all of a sudden, this guy comes here, and he's going to be your starting nickel corner in the season opener.
Right.
Seriously.
Right.
So, yeah, I just think Eberflus got the short end of the stick on this whole deal.
Well, we appreciate the time very much, good sir. Let's catch up with you again tomorrow and wrap it all up.
Okay, thanks. I'll be here.
There you go. Mickey Spagnola right here on 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.